Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jen Peterzelka.
And it's the second Saturday in June, and it's quite a hot weekend again. Definitely have some announcements to make before we get started on today's show. We're going to talk about some summer weeds, what to do with them, how to control them, and how to live with or without them. But before that, you still have some time to reach out and visit the Master Gardeners at the Art Divino's Farmers Market booth that they have. They have an information table set up to answer all your plant questions. Please stop by and visit with them. And if you're interested in joining the Master Gardener class, they do have applications available. So make sure you ask them about the wonders of being a Master Gardener in El Paso.
And I think we've got some, they may have some garlic to sell out there this week. Denise, we've harvested some and been working on cleaning it up a little bit. I'm not sure how much is left, but it won't be long before our tomatoes start coming in as well.
There you go.
So we're excited about that.
So find out where they're at, stop by, so that when those tomatoes roll in, you can be out there and support the Master Gardeners.
Nothing like homegrown tomatoes, vine ripened.
Wonderful. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some issues close to your heart today, Jan.
Oh, my goodness.
The weeds, summer weeds in your lawns and everywhere around.
I know, and I have always been really blessed in my turf that because I have a hybrid Bermuda, and it's always been thick and lush. I got whacked with a fungus last year, and so it's sparse. I've got pecan trees that are providing too much shade, but those weeds don't mind. They're happy, happy, happy. I've got spurge everywhere. So help, John White. You're the weed king. Tell us what to do.
Move.
No, please. That's way too much work.
Yeah, the weeds are definitely, they have a reputation for moving in and taking over, and they definitely will do that, and especially certain types of weeds that will come in very quick. They're rapid seeders and rapid growers, and they go through their cycle real quick, so they kind of hit and run, and others will dig in and stay with you for a long time, so they have that built-in adaptive ability to avoid certain things. So when you try and mow them off, they just spread out low and stay low.
Keep on going like
the
Energizer, bunny weed.
Come out 6-8 inches away, and they drop seed, and they have underground vegetative parts, and so they got several different ways to spread. So they're very, very hard. And the number one rule is to get the weed before it goes to seed. Mm-hmm. Never let the weed go to seed. You've lost the battle once you've allowed the weed to go to seed, because some of them will drop literally thousands of seed. So
they're often running. If you've had a problem in your turf, and healthy turf is a great defense against the weeds as well. And we talked last week about the importance of aeration and proper irrigation and so forth and so on. But if you've had a problem, and you've lost part of your turf, it really is tough to treat it. So that's what I'm experiencing right now with the spurge.
And there are different ways to attack weeds. And first, you have to identify the weed. So, taking a sample to the Master Gardeners or to the County Extension Office, getting it identified is the big step towards being able to control it. So once you find out what the weed is, you can find out what its life cycle is, whether it's a cool season annual or perennial, or whether it's a warm season annual, perennial, and develop a little bit of a plan on taking it out after you find out what it is. Mm-hmm. But we do have pre-emergent herbicides that will take out some of the weeds as the seed begins to germinate. That does not work for all weeds, only certain weeds. And after that, once the weed's up, then you have to go after it with a post-emergent material. And so you look at the materials that are available to you, and we have broadleaf type weed killers that go after the, basically the broader leafed weeds. And even though your favorite spurge does have very, very small leaves, those are
still considered a broadleaf weed, isn't it? Yes.
And so sometimes you can simplify it just as grasses and broadleaf weeds, kind of distinguish them that way.
And if you use an herbicide, how often can you treat?
Usually depends on your, you know, you're never going to get 100% control. So usually you're looking at a minimum of two. One main spray to come in, really knock mm-hmm. that weed down. And then a secondary spray would be to take out whatever might have got missed mm-hmm. with the first one. But weeds, since they do produce seed, they have the ability to come back on you. So you really have to stay after them.
Well, and it's really hard if you're taking care of yours, but then the neighbor isn't, or mm-hmm. They're even just in the vicinity. And, you know, we've had our spring winds and so forth and so on. And I'm sure that we get some that blow in, and it's just, you know, the mechanical piece is, of course, that works, but it can be very, very labor intensive, especially with those little bitty, you know, like the spur, just really hard to get down and you know, you can spend the whole day out there.
Right. And there are several products, you know, out that homeowners can use. Again, you want to identify your weed so that you have a good name on it, because, you know, if you call it milkweed, you aren't going to find many herbicides that are going to list milkweed.
Right.
So what you want to find is something that says spurge, control spurge.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, goat heads, you know, same type of thing. You got to know, goat head is known as puncture vine.
Right.
And so you got to know those names so that you can see whether that particular product mm-hmm. works on that particular weed. And then you want to spray them when they're small before they've gone to seed. And they absorb into the leaf. And they move down to the roots and kill the entire plant.
Okay.
So you got to allow it time to do that. So, you know, you let your, get your grass watered and everything, then, you know, stop, let it dry a little bit, and then come in, spray your weeds.
Okay.
And then allow a couple more days for that weed killer to absorb into the weed. And then you can start mowing and watering.
Okay, good. Because I am seeing improvement. And, you know, and I know that this is a problem that's common to many, many people. And then we have the giant ones that look like a dandelion on steroids. What?
Yeah.
Identify that one for us, John.
Some of those weeds will get away from you. And if you're in a little bit shadier grounds, a lot of times you can get stuff like sow thistle or prickly lettuce, which are cool season mm-hmm. annual weeds. They come up and they can get quite tall. They can get 2 or 3 feet tall.
They're amazing.
Real quick. And then we do have, of course, our dandelions, and we've
yes.
seen some plantains here. And so you want to, again, identify the weed, because once it's bloomed and set seed, then it's much, much harder to kill, and you're just getting revenge on it.
Well,
so
and
it's
I
already
think,
produced
yeah.
the seed, so you need to clip the head off and, you know, spray the weed or pull it out, get it dug out.
Get down to the root of things. I think another one that everybody says, oh, isn't that pretty, is what we, you know, they all have different names. We call it the stinkweed, you know, the little pointy leaf, when it makes a real pretty pink flower, and it twines around everything, and it is a bear to get out.
Right.
And to even if you get down to the roots, you know, get down to the soil where it starts, then digging that root out is just unbelievably difficult.
Now, a lot of the houses that have moved in where there's old farmland,
yes,
a lot of them have come up with field bindweed.
Bindweed,
which is
the
name
of it, huh?
Yeah, it's a very, very difficult weed to control because it can produce seed above ground. And it can produce underground runners underground. So it spreads underground as well as above ground with the seed. So it is a hard one to control, and the roots go down very deep.
Yes.
So when you spray it with a herbicide, you got to wait for that herbicide to move down all the way through the mm-hmm. root system of that weed. And if you don't leave a lot of top,
uh-huh.
you know, for it to absorb, then it doesn't absorb that much and it doesn't do that good. So the weed comes back.
So you have to really be paid. And yeah. invariably, they come back in the middle of your favorite plant.
Right.
Right.
You know, they like twine around your trees. And it's amazing. My anisocanthus, the lantana,
right.
those things pop up. That bindweed pops up right. everywhere.
Now, we do have another weed that's come up more recent years. It's become a problem in landscapes, is a thing called milk vine or milkweed vine. And when you break it, there's a white sap that comes out of it. Mm-hmm. And that is another one that likes to get up in the middle of your plants and grows up to the top, and then it spreads out over the top of your plant. It basically shades your plant out. And so that one, you really want to get go down to the base of the plant and find where that goes into the ground.
And treat it there.
And dig it out or cut it off and treat the cut end of it. But it is a very serious weed. We see it getting worse and worse every year. Mm-hmm. If you don't do anything, the seed pod opens up and the little seeds go blowing out like dandelion seed all over.
Oh, my goodness.
So that is a very tough one to control.
Okay. So always your first step is proper identification so that you know how to treat and control the weed, first of all. So there's plenty of tools, including the Master Gardener Help Desk on that, to be able to help you identify what those weeds are. And the second thing is to take that out when it's still vegetatively. A lot of times, as soon as they're, like that puncture vine, as soon as it's blooming, it's like it's setting seed already.
So
don't wait too long. If it's out of place, something you don't recognize, take it out as soon as possible. With our dry weather right now, we're still okay. But as soon as we get some monsoon moisture coming in, weeds will continue to take off.
Right. And I think another thing that's really important, you all, is if when you're treating them, follow the directions to the letter. More is not better.
Right.
So be very cautious about
that. You can take out your favorite tree if you
most definitely
overdose anywhere close. Exactly. Some of this stuff. So you want to be careful.
Got a lot of issues on that, on herbicide injury.
Right.
Coming in.
Well, we talk about a lot about that with the weed and feed that are out there with your fertilizers and stuff. And be very, very cautious about that. Very cautious. And, little education goes a long way to ensure your...
Yeah, I have the proper equipment, the proper protective equipment, the proper spray equipment, and be sure and read that label.
Exactly.
Excellent.
And again, protect yourself when you're doing it, you know.
Right.
Don't go out there in a tank top and short shorts, you know. Put on a long sleeve and your hats and your gloves and stuff when you're dealing with those herbicides. And don't, you know, protect you while you're trying to get rid of... you're not so friendly weeds. And John, what is your definition of a weed that you used to tell us when we started Master Gardener class?
My definition of a weed is a plant that whose virtues have not been found yet.
I love it.
There we go.
And if you it's okay, but right. You know. But,
some people call them wildflowers, some people call them weeds.
There you go.
That's true. That's true.
And with that, I think it's time to end our show for today. We want to thank you for listening today and thank Lauren Terrazas for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
I'm John White.
And I'm Jan Peterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.